Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday's fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And hit up the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into maybe some sexual seduction conversation today because we want to see what's up with the double standards on sex. So before I go any further, what's up, my dude? That dude, rap star forward. Who? What's the word?
Word up. What's up, everybody? We back. We back. We back. It's going to get crazy. What's good? What's good? Where Niecy at?
Niecy is on her way. You know how.
Word
I
up. Word up.
Just got back
word
from out of town. And she, I can't, you know what I'm saying? She's supposed to fill us in about, you know what I'm saying, her trip. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she just got
word
back from the awards
word
and all that. You know what I'm
word
saying? But she's supposed to give us some post-awards information. But real quick, we're gonna jump into the Dollhouse announcements, man, because I'm ready to go in on all this. I know you got some shit, I got some shit, the people want to hear some shit, so we're gonna get this shit started, man. Let's do the Dollhouse announcements and we be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? If you're just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up, man, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. But let's go ahead and jump into that. Where they do that at?
Hey, yo, son, these motherfuckers are weird as hell, man. Like, seriously, they making me lose hope in humanity all the fucking together, man. These motherfuckers is crazy, man. Like, real shit. Like, all right, check this out. So, there's this young girl by the name of Juliet Mason. She's 17 years old. She's from Glendale, California. Well, you know, punk-ass Christmas is coming up, so everybody knows, you know, the little song, you know, all I ever wanted for Christmas was my two front teeth, you know. This girl,
yeah.
she didn't want her two front teeth. She didn't want that. What she wanted was some titties. She wanted some boobs. She wanted some breasts. She wanted some sweater puppets. She wanted some knockers. Now, this
sweater
isn't an unusual.
What is a sweaty puppet? What'd you say?
Sweater puppet.
Yeah, nice enough to join me.
A sweaty puppet.
A sweater puppet. A sweater puppet.
Oh.
Yeah.
A sweater puppet.
So check this out. So this 7-year-old girl been bugging her mom about getting some implants. She wants boobs. She wants breasts. So her mom was trying to talk her out of it, saying, you know, you'll have some when time progresses and you hit puberty. But this little girl was persistent enough to keep asking her mother for breasts, a breast implant, every single day. So the mother took her to a psychiatrist. There's a difference between the two. But she took her to the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist explained to her after some, you know, I want to say about like a total of 10 sessions, with the little girl, he found out that the girl was suffering from a severe case of self-esteem and some type of depression. And I'm gonna put his name out there, Eduardo Ramirez. I'm so sad that he had to be a Latin brother for this, but he actually suggested the parent to actually go ahead with the surgery because this might alleviate some of her issues. Yeah, of course, that's issues, but, you know, you're exploiting a little girl's body for your own personal gain, and that's fucked up. But to go on further, she couldn't find a doctor who was willing enough to go with the controversial surgery. None in
exactly.
The U.S. Nobody in the U.S. would touch her, of course. Nobody in Mexico would touch her. It was just unorthodox. Until she ended up flying on the other side of the globe to China. Them motherfuckers did it. And not only did they did it, but the girl, she woke up, and the 7-year-old girl had a cup size of a 30C. And her mother said that now.
A 30C.
So on them, they probably look like Niecy on the little girl. So,
oh, fuck you.
You know. So, you know, she's saying that she's very, 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 very happy. Now, I'm like,
I don't know how.
There's a lot
to blame. My back hurt right now. My back hurt at a kill right now. I ain't lying. How the fuck you 7 years old? She can't even stand up. Them is like weights on that baby. Her mother needs to be beat the fuck up.
This
my thing is, what's going to happen when they start, when her breasts start to grow and it pushes? You understand what I'm saying?
on those. I guess she gonna have to fly her ass back to China because, you know what I'm saying? Or you can't, nobody even gonna want to touch them to remove them.
Right.
Yeah, she's gonna be fired up for
don't
life.
Don't like to go over other doctors' work. My thing is, I don't give a fuck. You have to say you as a parent. Well, she's a young parent, her damn self, because her age, she's young as hell anyway. But you don't. I don't give a fuck what this crazy ass quack doctor says. You can't give in to your kids. It's like your kid's always going to want to do something. And you being the parental figure have to be like, hell to the nah. Go sit your ass down. I don't give a fuck if she was depressed or whatever it was, but to take a child that she hasn't even hit puberty. She's barely a prepubescent child at that age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like Niecy was saying, when her actual breasts start to form and those hormones kick in, what the fuck are you going to do? She need to have that. That should be a form of child abuse. She should have her child
yeah,
taken from her.
That's what I was thinking. I was
off the fucking rock.
I was thinking that same way. I was like, that got to be a form of child abuse.
See,
you
but
know,
that's
and,
that money.
And,
that's that they're rich. That little girl
right,
had her
right.
own money probably. That's what I'm thinking. A child had that money. And that's that little girl's money. You know what I'm saying? And the mama done married into some motherfucker and had that baby. You know what I'm saying? And that's that girl's money. Shit, daddy probably about 100 years old. You know what I'm saying? Because the mama probably, you know, young is all here and daddy 100 years old. Because where he at? Obviously,
right.
she got the fortune. That child
right.
has the fortune, and the child knows she has that money. You know, daddy, which is great-grandpa, you know, about great-grandpa
yeah.
age, left her the whole fortune. You know that man was a sugar daddy. Stop. Come on now.
Right. That's
he
true.
Was
that's
a quadrillionaire, and she done had, she had a baby and was left with that goddamn money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that girl knows she had it. And the bitch probably one of the bitches, I'm not going to spank her. Bitch, you going to stop asking me about some titties. See, black families, let's keep it real. You're going to keep asking me about some shit. Didn't I say no and be why? Because I said so. We don't really explain why.
You
know what I'm saying? Because I fucking said so.
We can't even get an extra candy bar when we waiting in line, you know, so fuck about
thank
it. Like, the fuck?
Don't ask for nothing. That's what I tell you that all the time. My kids, they knew. Listen, my kids had to get ass whoopers on schedule at one point. Shit.
And tell you, if I didn't think I'd get arrested, I'd have left your ass out in the car. Don't look at shit. Don't even think about
looking
at
shit. You don't want shit. You don't need shit. You ain't see shit. You don't know how to get shit. All you need to know is your mama and
Vanessa,
where you live.
Was it Rudy or Vanessa wanted some breasts, and she got caught stuffing her? Back in the day, that's the most we used to do. Or women, not me. Toilet tissue, you take a sock or something, and you pad your little chest area, try to, you know, make you a makeshift bra. If you had a bra, you wanted to look bigger because, Stacy, the Tatiana, she was, you know, maturing a little faster than you was, so you had your little mosquito bites, but she was, you know, a little further than that. The most we was doing was putting, you know what I'm saying, putting stuff in our bra, but I think, you know what I'm saying, it's just crazy that the mama would even entertain something like that.
Right,
I can't believe
that's not even a normal age to be even thinking about that. Like, if you taking it back to the Cosby Show, you taking it back to the Cosby Show, like, she's like, yeah. Right, like, that's dope. Like that's crazy. I remember my little sister. It was cute back then. It was funny as hell back then, but it was cute, you know, because, you know, when you're 4 years old, and everything, all you got all nothing but females and everything. I don't know if you ever seen the Bernie Mac show where they had Vanessa. She had all her friends around and everything like that. She had a first sleepover, and her brother and sister kept fucking with her. I mean, literally fucking with her. Even like her baby sister was like, "Look, I got boobies." Now she's supposed to be four. And she lifted up her shirt, and then here comes Jordan. "That ain't nothing. Look what I got," and showed his shit, you know. So it's like. it's cute when they get caught up in certain situations like that, but when you actually are a parent and you doing that, like, Like, that's
it's certain
fucked
things
up
you
though.
Just don't.
Like, that's fucked up.
Y'all.
How would you,
you know,
like, why would you do that? Like, and then she knows she wrong because she couldn't get no help in the United States or Mexico because she had to go
like
all the way to
China. I wonder, did the mother may have had breast implants and had been continuously going? Because there is somewhere, at 7 years old, where did she see this at? Where did she want, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's making me think, probably, because if they're in sunny California, you know, certain areas, and this child want breast implants, mama done had them. Probably every one of mama's friends done had
extra titties put in. Don't they call it Silicon Valley?
Certain parts. So that child done seen everybody, you know, all the rich young bitches, you know what I'm saying, getting no titties. So she wants some, too. Half them bitches ain't even got kids. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to have none. Because, you know, shit, they trying to keep their bodies. Yeah, but this bitch, she had to have one in order to get that check.
Do you think that she got some along with her daughter too? Like it was like a buy one get one free type of deal over in China or something like that.
You clown of the day, bro. Clowning.
Did she get a coupon to Ling Ling's or something like that? And you know, she's 7 years
this
old.
What I want to know is why would the Chinese people even want to put that on because of the money? But still, when they seen that baby get up, why would you want to put some titties on the size of somebody's head on a little? She got to be what? Damn. 60 pounds?
It's
7 years old. She about 45, 50, maybe 55 pounds. Where did they get the skin at?
And she looked like she was small for her age. You know how, like, when you see little kids and everything like that, and the kids just look like real small for
but
her
what
age.
I'm saying
like,
is, how did they stretch the skin to get this motherfucker? They
right.
had to get somebody else's skin, because it's impossible. Her skin isn't even going to stretch. Her skin isn't even going to stretch to fit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Over anything like that. You know, stop and think of the earth. It ain't gonna work. So they had to go get some dead people's skin. And now the baby got dead folks' skin and motherfucking balloons in the shirt.
Damn.
God.
I didn't think about that aspect of it, but that is so hard.
She got a black bitch skin on her. She got a black bitch skin on her. She got a black girl skin on her. One white titty and one brown titty. Lord, they had to wait for a bitch to die to take her motherfucking skin to put on this baby. That bitch needs to be locked up. She really does.
The mama is the one that
mama
needs
to be locked
seen.
Up.
She needs some psychological evaluation for her to even entertain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? That's like when we was a kid, we asked our parents to do certain shit. You seen your mama drink? I saw my mama drinking the beer. First thing I wanted to say was, can I have a sip? We done did it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that give it to you just to shut you the fuck up, be like, it's nasty, ain't it? Be careful what you ask for. Your ass don't need everything. You don't want everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't, she needs to be psychologically evaluated for her to do something like that to her child, and she doesn't know. That's going to, like, stunt her pubescent time frame. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be a Tatiana by the time she's
what really fucked me up was when the psychologist said that the baby was suffering from severe case of self-esteem and depression. Mr. Rogers told me I was special at 7. That's all I needed. Was to be sitting in front of Mr. Rogers. Now, what do a breast implant got to do with anything? Like, breast implants, those are sexual shit. You know, when women want bigger breasts, that's more of an attention getter on themselves, and that's more of a sexual thing. So you're sexualizing a 7-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. Predators.
Like,
you guys.
That's really fucked up.
You didn't. She didn't take any account into how people are predators out here. How some people are going to look at that, and that's going
to
entice them even more.
She don't need to be in the hospital because that baby can't even stand up all the goddamn way. Girl, them a pair of weights on her chest. That shit way holding her. That little girl walking bent the fuck over with a hunch on her back because she can't stand straight up. That's too heavy. That's like a child walking around with a backpack 24/7. Full, but in the front of them. For real.
She
got two of the motherfucking backpacks.
Let me go to the line real quick. Let me see what's popping. 904, you live on the line. Did you have anything to say about the topic? How are you?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's messed up. She's definitely too young for that, and they shouldn't allow that. They shouldn't even allow her to go overseas and get that. I thought that's just messed up.
I mean, I think personally, like I said, I think do you think the mom deserves to be penalized as far as jail time, as far as like child endangerment? Because to me, that's endangering the health care of your child physically and psychologically. And to me, you are presenting your child to these predators out here that's willing to do fucked up shit without even having enhancements done. Do you feel like she should go to jail or do any time behind what she allowed or what she did to her daughter?
Maybe not do any time. Maybe get like a fine or something like that. Or because
she
got
the money, evidently.
Yeah. But
oh,
I don't know. I don't know jail time. That seems kind of. If there's no law against that already, and then she did it, like, that would be kind of un-American because I guess not because she went overseas and did it. But if she went through the stuff to where she could do it legally, then you couldn't send her to jail.
Prosecutor,
that's a health risk
for a
child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a form of neglect.
Yeah, yeah. In my opinion, she should.
Up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. If it was up to me, yeah, definitely. Definitely she should.
Because who would you blame in that situation if something was to happen?
Let's talk about the health risk that will occur from something like that rupturing in a child. She ain't even began to play kickball, you know, with the racquetball, you know what I'm saying, basketball, and that bust inside of that baby's chest, the chemicals from that will kill her. It will kill that child. Her body does not even have the ability to fight, you know what I'm saying, the infection that would come from that.
Uh-huh.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it is, it's medical neglect.
Yeah,
that's what it's
definitely.
Called, medical neglect.
I agree.
You know, you
I
put that child,
you.
And then when her chest starts to grow and it pushes, that too will either cause an issue within, you know, her normal breast when they, because they got to grow at some point. If they grow out on their own, you know what I'm saying? It's going to cause that girl, that little girl, all type of health issues. And in that process, it can grow and push that and make it bust. Along with that dead skin that they got on the child.
It's the reason why you're supposed to be 18, because at that point you went through, you've completed puberty, and the body is done growing as far as things of that nature. I mean, it could get a little further down the line, but for the most part, the big changes that you go through are usually over around that time. So it makes, you know what I'm saying, I just think the mom, I think she's going to end up kicking herself in the ass in the end for what this little girl is going to have to go through in regards to, you know, her having this done to her body. And I think if she suffers the consequences behind it, it is what it is, and she can't blame anybody but herself for that. But 904, we appreciate you chiming in. We know you be rocking with us, man, and we appreciate you for that. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We had to miss a little time, but we back. You know, we back doing what we do. We're here for your entertainment. So we gonna I'm gonna put you back on hold, and we gonna get real quick into let's see. We need to do a quick break, man. We need to do a quick break, and then we'll come back and get into see who's in the hot seat. I think that's going to be very interesting. That was also interesting. So fun to go back and forth. But let's see what we're going to play. I'm going to try to play something different. And every time I play something different, I don't know,
uh-oh,
man. Y'all be different. Y'all be right. See what I'm saying? I've been trying this a lot of stuff. You know, I'm finna try something different, real fast, right quick, real fast. So we gonna see what KAL Megan. Let's see what that's about. Let's see what they talking about, and then we be right back. That hot seat. Let's get it. Dow House.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm talking Megan. Cool.
Man, bruh, come on, bruh. See, you know what? I be trying to mix it up because there's so much out there.
Yo, I got scared for a minute. That sounds like some haunted house shit.
Yeah, you know, we passed Halloween.
I was like,
you're
some weird hard rock. Who
we,
sent that
we
in?
We passed Halloween. KO, yeah, we passed Halloween. See, I be trying to, you know, I try to mix it
that's
up.
Some
I try,
hard,
you know.
Crazy. That's that killer,
you know,
hard rock, jump off the stage shit and jump in the crowd and fall out, stab each other
I
up.
I thought
shit.
It was some Planet Rock. I thought it was some Planet Rock.
Yo,
shit.
That's
like, oh, shit.
I got scared.
Well,
that sounds like double
work. I'm with an indie artist, so I do my best to try to just showcase some of the indie artists. You know what I'm saying?
Scared.
Because we have, there's so much out there. You know what I'm saying? But I went with that, and I got bitten the ass. So, fuck that. KAO, get out of here with that. But anyway, skip that. We on straight to the hot seat. Okay, so here we go. Tank. Everybody, Mr. Tank is in the hot seat. Okay, we going to start this off with recently Tank, the singer, the R&B, Mr. Sexual Chocolate Tank, Mr. Buff, on stage Tank. Recently did an interview and talked about two men giving fellatio. And he made the statement, he made several statements. He said that if one man gives head to another man, why is it okay for women to explore their sexual prowess and men be persecuted for exploring their sexual prowess? Because he says just because you do it maybe once or twice, that doesn't make you gay. That just means that you are exploring your sexuality. So what we want to talk, let's talk about his comment. Y'all out there, how y'all feel about the comment, if you want to comment or say something, because everybody else had so much to say. And, you know, of course, everybody was, oh, Tank, you're gay, yada, yada. I'm going to tell y'all, there was a video. Wait a minute. I saw this video, and I told everybody about it when I saw it. It was Tank on stage live at a venue, and he came out on the mic. Did you see that video? What he said, he started off talking. He said, I ate a lot of pussy, and I done sucked a lot of dick. And I think, you know, sometimes you speak real quick before you really think about, if you're an entertainer, your mind is running a million miles a minute.
I think a lot of people try to defend him by saying, like, you know, because he done ate a lot, he done fucked a lot of bitches and this, that, and the other. You know, there's a lot of different type of explanations for it until he recently started coming clean about, you know, what he liked. He liked a little sausage in his motherfucking, you know, in his little thing, his little butthole. He's a booty bandit.
You the man on the line. Is it okay to say, in your opinion, can a man experiment with another man and not be considered gay? Is it okay to suck a dick or two, a tree, and say, I was just trying it to see if I liked it? We're not talking about going to a restaurant and saying, this time I'm going to try the pork, and next time I'm going to try the pork with the sauce, the next time I'm going to try it without the sauce just to see if I like it. Is it okay?
The sauce, from the hell?
I'm saying, it's like a dish. You're not talking about, I'm going to try the same dish three different ways. If you suck a dick and then you go suck another dick, and you suck one more dick, are you just saying it's okay to suck a dick? He was saying that it's okay to do it a couple times to see whether you like it or not. It's not like you're talking about food. So, Restore, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you talk. Tell me your opinion on this, bro.
First of all, where they do that at? I ain't nowhere in the vicinity.
At Tank House.
My GPS is off. I don't want to. Nah, I'm good, kid. See, now I will agree that there is a double standard. But in my opinion, once you do it once, if you got to do it a second time, it's pretty much over, bro. It's pretty much over. It's pretty much over. I remember. When I was younger, I realized that I was allergic to shellfish growing up. I never knew this, but one time me and my mom went to Long John Silver's and everything like that, and I always ordered the chicken and the hush puppies, never the shrimp. Don't know why. I was like, I'm going to try the shrimp right now. I tried the shrimp. After I had the shrimp, I flew up everywhere. Every fucking where. Fast forward about like 5-6 years, I was in high school and I used to donate blood. Now, iodine is a substance that's in seafood, a lot of it. So when I would have to donate blood, they would have to give me like an alternative. You know, they rub the iodine on your arm to, you know, do all of that. My stepmom cooked salmon croquettes. Now, I used to eat them a lot back in the day when I was like around 8, 9, when I was with my grandmother. She made salmon croquettes. After that first night, I broke out in the hives. Hives. Like, I was itching everywhere, bumps and everything. I went and I took some Tylenol. My stepmom told me, you know what? Won't you try that eating a second time? If you don't get sick, then you know you're not allergic to it. If you get sick, you know you're allergic. I tried eating it for the second time, ended up that I was allergic. Now, I didn't have to know that I ate shellfish for the second time, or the third time, I knew that I was going to get sick. The first time I knew I got sick, and I never fucked with it. The second time I got sick, and the third time. If you go back and you say that you gave a man fellatio once, I can't judge. I'm not in that group. I don't know what goes on. But if you go and you try to do it again, just to test yourself that you are, just the simple fact that you actually wanted to go out there a second time to try it again, you're caught. You can't turn back from that. It's 2019. Motherfuckers are coming out the closet anyway, so why be ashamed of it? You know, so, you know, if that's what you want to do, then cool. Be front with it. But don't say, you know, if a man sucks a dick twice and everything, that doesn't mean that he's gay. There is a double standard when it comes to women as well. Because I say it all the time to my fiance. I say, look, any woman finds Prince attractive, I automatically think that you're bisexual.
Finds who attractive?
Prince.
Oh, okay. Well,
if you're a woman... Not even just the whole thing. Now, not taking away from him being a great performer, I'm not talking about that. But I was like, just think about it. If a man wore half the shit that he wore on a regular basis, what would y'all women think? And she was like,
You act like these stars out here now running around in skirts and shit on stage with these motherfucking nut hugging ass jeans, and then
right.
Do all that. But the man can't wear a pair. He was very insecure about his height. That's why he wore the heels.
We ain't even talking about the heels, because wearing assless chaps don't have nothing to do with about your height. That has nothing to do with about your height. But my whole thing is that there's certain double standards that we hold, and it's not right, and we do put people in boxes. But you call a cat, if it look like a cat, talk like a cat, walk like a cat, meow like a cat, licks itself like a cat, motherfucker, it's a cat. So if you out here sucking dick, homie, just go get your letters, man. LGBT, go get your letters.
So that doesn't, he can't even claim bisexual. You think he's just
LGBT,
gay.
Nigga. LGBT, nigga, collect your letters. I said LGBT, go collect your letters, man. You could be bisexual all you want, but at the end of the day, you know, you as a straight man, I cannot back you on this, bro. I can't defend you. I never sucked a penis in my life, and I will never will, so I can't really defend him saying that or even trying to make any sense from that. It is what it is. I seen a little tutorial on that, and it was talking about the same thing, and they said the only time that a man can maybe get an excuse for that is if he's been locked up and somebody took it. That's it. But even after that, a lot of motherfuckers from there is turning gay straight after that. So there's a lot of factors to that. I've never been in that scenario. I can't even defend that. All I can say is, yo, as a straight man, as myself being a straight man, if you give a man fellatio once, you're definitely gay. If you give him twice, you already made up your mind the first time. You're just trying to reassure within yourself who you are as a person. And that's cool. But, you know, Don't try to make excuses for it. Be who you want to be. Take them letters, man. LGBT.
Duly noted. Detective White, your perspective?
I guess I could say what I say. Suck a dick, save a life, if that's what he want to do. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, that's my motto, but I'm just saying, if that's his thing, no. I ain't mad at him, but just come clean. You know, he should have been kept clean. He want to come clean because of all the stuff going on, you know, with LGBT, FYGHIQSZ, and all of that. But he should have, you know what I mean, from the beginning, you got all of us thinking you like us, and your music was never geared to us, then evidently it was geared to your thing, you know, to the brothers. You know, when I say the brothers, I mean the men. You've been out here sucking dick all this time. Shit, why ain't no? That's fucked up. I thought he was licking clits. The fuck?
Well, he could be licking, like, but on the video, he say, I done ate a lot of pussy, but he say he followed it up with, and I done sucked a lot of dick, and there was a hush over the crowd. Everybody was like, wait a minute. Did he just say what I thought he did? Wait a minute. That was that Kevin Hart-like moment, like, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Like, everybody was like, what did he just say? Especially the women was like, what did he just say? This video, right? You know, everybody was like, that's Photoshop. That's not him. But a lot of these people that you look up to, if you really knew what they did behind closed doors or knew what they thought in their mind, it would change your whole perspective of them. You know what I'm saying? You can be chilling with a motherfucker and not know that they're gay. You could be chilling with a motherfucker and not know that they don't like a particular race. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't always put certain things out there, and they don't have to. And like he said, he's not an advocate. And his words actually were, if you participate in an act, it doesn't make you a part of that thing. It's all about everybody should be able to have an exploration process.
That's some bullshit. You call it is. Like, that's just making excuses, man. Like, that's just making excuses. I just had a conversation with a coworker about the other day. And they was talking about how they're about to have a transplant to put in transsexual men so they can actually carry a baby during birth.
Fuck
so
that shit.
I told my father about that. My father was like, so I asked him, I said, so given the knowledge that I just dropped on you, would you say that transsexual men could be women? And he was like, actually they can, because, you know, now they get to carry on a baby. I said, well, if you have a car that doesn't have a CD player in it, you go to Walmart and you buy an MP3 player in it, you just sat the car right there. You didn't hook anything up to anything. Like,
if they go to that extent, which I think is an abomination, a total abomination, to me, all that is playing, you playing the creator. I have a problem with that. Are they gonna make balls for the women? Are they gonna give them ducks to produce nut? You know what I'm saying?
But see, this is what I'm talking about. They're doing this, but they're doing is just giving the women or the men the equipment to do everything, but they're not changing their DNA. I told my father, I was like, this is deeper than just changing sex. I said, your sex is deep in your DNA. A woman has an XX chromosome. A man has an XY chromosome. Unless you change your DNA and your chromosomes, then you are what you are. Rather, if you chop your penis and tuck it behind you or not, nigga, you still a man. I don't give a fuck if you have titties or not. You still, your DNA structure still says you are a man. And that's the whole thing that I was, you know, saying originally. People want to do shit and then not take responsibility for what it is. Nigga, if you suck a dick, you part of LGBT. Just own up to it. Don't say, oh, I did it, but I'm not, I don't claim this. Nah, nigga, you, come on, son. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. This generation, all I'm gonna say about it, and I'm done with it, is this generation has reconstructed everything. Like everything. It's like they're trying to create a new, I don't even know what to call it, what people are trying to create. You're trying to take old shit and make old shit, or make the shit that you specifically want to pay attention to and entertain the new norm. And I have a problem with that. Because sometimes you just got to leave certain shit the way it is. You got to leave it alone. And it just is what it is, man. Honey Dip, did you have anything that you wanted to speak on that? Because if not, we need to do a quick break and get into those Honey Dip thoughts, because everybody want to know what Honey Dip is thinking.
Yeah.
You heard me. She just got back from the from traveling. Honey Dip, you still there? My check. Niecy, Honey.
Yes,
Dip.
I'm sorry. I'm still here. I'm trying to do three things at one time. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You ain't paying no.
They already told y'all suck a dick, save a life. The fuck. No, ain't. For you guys and women that like sucking dick, suck a dick, save a life. Fuck it. That's his choice. What can we say? What can we do? He should have been real about it. That's all. From day one. But I just wonder why it took this long. You know what I mean? Is it because now all the gay shit is out here? You know what I'm saying?
Probably
well, it's been
because,
out here, but
you know, maybe because he doesn't want to, you know, the people that came out before, their careers got ended. Think about it. Frank Ocean came out, ended his career. As soon as, you know, he said that, he did his thing. I like me some Frank Ocean. You got to think about a lot of the people that came out. Some people got accepted. Some people didn't make the cut. Just like the football player that came out as he got drafted and kissed the man on national TV, they wasn't ready for that, and he didn't make it. He got fired from the team. Now, of course, it wasn't because of that, but we all knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? That man was cold. You know what I'm saying? But they cut his ass in the preseason because they was not ready to have a man in football in front of everybody every month, Sunday and Monday and on Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the game, get off the field and go kiss his boyfriend openly. They wasn't ready for that. He was good, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just my opinion, but we know what it is. We're going to do a really, really quick break. 2 seconds. We're going to play a little piece of this song, and then we will be right back. Honey Dip Thoughts. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, Galaxy. Okay, that was Lady Rebecca J, Galaxy, and we're going to slide into them Honey Dip Thoughts. Honey Dip, it's on you.
I'm here.
It's on you, Mama. Honey Dip Thoughts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Shit, I'm listening. Girl, oh, Jesus, I'm just trying, I guess, catch up with my rest. I ain't been feeling too good, but on and off since I've been back home. Shit. But the trip was fine, you know what I mean? It was a few little bumps, but when isn't it some bumps in a row when you go on a trip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I am a little tired of playing mommy to everybody when I go on a trip because I be wanting to go on a trip to focus on what I need to do. And I find myself, I'm going to keep it real. My friend from the last time for fucking Chicago, the bitch got drunk again. Like, I'm getting tired. I love her to death. But can I get a little tipsy, Gammy? Can I get a little tipsy? This bitch falls all out, shit. Fall all out in the party. I turn around. I'm running trying to help my manager out because he does so much for us on this every year on the New Jersey trip. He pays for all the alcohol, the food, everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's the only black after our party that is actually truly going on. And when I say black, I don't mean just black people are there, but it's where a majority of us all are at. You know, we'll hit the other spots, but they always end up at his little thing. So we have decided that we're going to keep on trying to just keep checking this specific hotel that we use and, you know, the hosting hotel. And we're going to try to get a suite because for years he has been using his room for the party. And when I tell you trying to fit 60 motherfuckers up in one room, it's getting to the point that we are all in a hallway now. But people don't care because we just want to be together. We just want to all, you know what I mean? That's where everybody at. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, like I said, don't get it fucked up. It's not just black people. There's Caucasian white folks there, too. You know what I'm saying? But the white folks that come there, they like because their parties ain't popping. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is really together, really able to be comfortable. You ain't got to be all totally all suited and booted, dressed up from head to toe. After you come from the fucking convention, motherfuckers want to take them goddamn heels off. Motherfuckers want to change, put on some T-shirt and some fucking jogger pants or, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what you have going on, you know, you might have some people have other radio shows like I did in Chicago. Some people have other things they have to host. But listen, when they finish doing that other shit, they always end up at Ralph's party, you know? And I know for years he used to always complain about he had to do this, he got to do that, because security won't allow people to come upstairs in that hotel on that Saturday. You just can't walk through and get upstairs because all the porn stars, we are celebrities. So you can't, the fans can't get up there. Only way you're getting up there is if you have a room. You know what I'm saying? And the floor that he's on, he has a black car, you know? So, but either way it goes,
I just took on the responsibility of just trying to help him out, you know what I'm saying, a little bit, where I had to go to, I became the designated door person, like going downstairs, getting people, bringing them up. You know, they had to call him or text him to let them know, let him know that they're downstairs. So I would just go downstairs. Security already know who I am. So I just go downstairs and I just grab them, bring everybody up, grab them. And it was a rotating thing, which I was fine with that. Because only you walk down the hall, get on the elevator. Ain't like I was taking steps or nothing. Because if a bitch was taking steps, I never made it. My fat ass and stairs, we don't. You know what I'm saying? But it was fine. But when I come back in the motherfucking room, I'm sitting there talking to Ralph. Now, mind you, I done had two or three cups of Hennessy, cups, full cups. I keep putting it down, though. But I'm on the move constantly, so it's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just sitting in one spot.
Can't even imagine
so
your ass
I turn
on
the
no
fuck
hands.
Around. Huh? I don't really like Hennessy, but I still got it. You know, but I got it in ice. You know, I normally drink my drinks straight. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, but that's what he had, you know, and I didn't want no clear liquor. So, you know, I'm not stupid. I ain't never going to leave my drink around. I don't give a fuck if I know these people or not. I put my shit over here.
Exactly.
Over in the windowsill. I don't trust nobody. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Love y'all, but fuck y'all. Love me more. I turn around. I'm talking to him. He get up. So then he gets up. He walks out to go do something for someone out the room. Then I'm talking to one of the other, you know, one of the other female talent. I turn around, this bitch is on the flow.
Wow.
My friend, on the flow. When I tell you, fell the fuck out on the flow. Drunk as hell.
I
was
I like
so,
being around
I was
people
livid.
That can't hold their alcohol, man, because you fucking up my shit.
I was livid, and I love her to death, but I've been trying to get her to understand that this is not acceptable for me that every time we together, I gotta watch you. Bitch, could you take care of me sometime?
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, like, you know, this is the way, and I know she has her little drinks or whatever, you know, in her room and stuff, because we weren't together. I refused to be in a room with someone this go around because I was trying to keep from having to do this, having to babysit and everything else. So, you know, and I love her dearly, but for this situation, I was really frustrated. But, I'm her friend. That's my friend. So I'm not going to just, you know, leave her fucked up like that. And I'm not going, you know what I mean? I'm not going to have him fuck around and be having to have security come and get her. I'm not going to allow that to happen. That's my friend. You know what I'm saying? So there I go, taking on Mommy Niecy again. You know what I mean? So now I get her, and I'll take her downstairs, sit her outside. Thank God they had a little chair out there. I took her downstairs. It was so embarrassing because everybody, like, what the fuck? You know, you look sloppy. It was really, really hot in the room. He ended up having to have the maintenance people did come up while the party was going on and fix the air conditioner. You know what I'm saying? That was really good. But when she fell out, people started leaving.
Because nobody want to be affiliated or blamed.
People don't want to be around that. You know what I'm saying? You so drunk. That and she's a really tall, person. You know what I'm saying? She's tall. You know, so she fell out. She took that whole area. Remind you, we in a room.
It's not funny, but I'm sorry. I was tickled. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
I'm like, oh my God. Now remind you, my manager Ralph didn't really want her to come because of her prior situation in Chicago of how she lost all her stuff. I had this conversation with her motherfucking ass before we went. Bitch, do not lose your shit. Ain't nobody stealing nothing. Do not lose your shit. Because she quick to be somebody that stole it. She can't find it. She'll put that shit and be fucked. The whole situation be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I did get her outside. She did get some air. I told her, you better straighten the fuck up. You know, like I'm talking to one of my kids. I was shaking her in the whole motherfucking night. Bitch, get your motherfucking self together. Because I'm not sitting outside with you all motherfucking evening. It's not fucking happening. So So then she wanted to go in the lobby. So we went in the motherfucking lobby. So I'm running around. I'm looking for the other girl that was with me. And I'm thinking, she laughing like a motherfucker. This bitch done this. This bitch is so slick. Both of them twisted, but the other one know how to handle her shit. She done came down on the elevator with us. Me and this bitch get off the elevator, and I'm taking her outside. How come the other one went right back up to the party? Never got off the fucking elevator. I'm searching the lobby looking for the other one. They tell me, oh, she went right back up to the party. She having such a good time. This motherfucker drunk too, but she tipsy, not drunk. I'm like, okay. So I get my friend that's drunk as hell. Take her motherfucking ass back up to the fucking party. She okay. I'm sitting, I'm trying to, you know, like clean up and stuff just to keep, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm like all that mess, all them little fucking red cups and plates and, you know, we in a room. You know what I'm saying? So nothing don't get spilled and knocked over. So I'm cleaning up, but I'm scared to leave because this bitch is sitting on the edge of the bed. So now she done laid back on the goddamn bed. Now she look like she about to start swimming or whatever, right? On the bed. Now, so she get up on her knees. She, you know, it's a porn party. So anything is liable to go on in a porn party. You know what I'm saying?
Anything.
Let's never get it twisted. Anything in a party where it's just us. This party is not for fans.
Professional porn stars.
Yes, it is just us. And when I say professional porn stars, it could be amateurs to mainstream. It is just us there. You know what I'm saying? At one point, we did do fans coming in, but it caused, you know what I'm saying? You can't
have
fans
up there.
At one point, there was that, like some of the parties, not ours, but some of the other parties, fans are invited to come into, like the ones, the real big ones, like they rent out the, you know, the club space or whatever. The fans, as long as they had a VIP thing, they could come in those parties. But see, ain't all that raw shit going on either. You know what I'm saying? With us, it's just, in that room, it is geared to just us. You know what I mean? Ralph doesn't want the fans up there. Only way a fan is going to come up there is if, say, my brother was with me, and my brother came to the convention with me. Of course, wherever I go, my brother's going with me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way, and I'm sure he would be a fan to somebody, one of these bitches, or one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it's like, I may have, me myself, I could be a fan to one of my coworkers, one of the other porn stars, you know what I'm saying? But either way it go, mainly it is geared for us. Just outsiders, just a person that was coming to the convention that just came just to come and get autographs and stuff or whatever, they can't just come up there. You know what I'm saying? This is private. So all type of shit be going on. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker live to be fucking. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, they're all tested, everybody ready, everybody pulling out their shit. You know, I'm not fucking nobody on the side. I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not. That's just not for me. But each is own for everyone else. I ain't gonna knock it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only time that they can be themselves and be able to, you know, without having to be on the floor, you know, you can, you know, more uppity and just signing autographs and shaking hands. This is the one time that we are all together, and it's the last Exotica of the year. You know what I'm saying? So New Jersey is the bomb Exotica. The rest of them, they're fine and stuff, but you don't get to have as much fun in the other ones as you do in New Jersey. You really don't. Everybody is more laid back and more comfortable. Here, my motherfucking ass running around with a drunk motherfucker. I had to take this bitch. Back to that, I had to take her motherfucking ass across the street to my hotel because I stayed across the street at another hotel room. And I had to walk
and
her.
And she pissed pissed in your room.
Pissed on, I ain't even know her motherfucking ass peed. When I came back, I ended up taking her to my room, putting her in my bed, and I left, and I went back over there. And, you know, I ended up having to have my manager was having some issues with another one of his clients. The girl had, you know, went through some stuff. So, you know, I just, you know, helped him out with that. So once again, lay him on and easy. I helped him out with that situation or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put that girl business out there, but, you know, she was going through some things. So I helped him out with that. Anyway, I go back to my room. Sun is up. The sun is totally up. I walk back across the street, go back to my room. I get in my bed. Well, you know, she on the other side of the bed. I'm going to get on my side. She get a phone call. She like, oh, shit. She done woke up out of her sleep. I hear the phone ringing or whatever. She done woke up. She run into the bathroom, whatever, use the bathroom, you know. She come back talking about why her panties wet. Bitch, I don't fucking know why your fucking bitch. I'm trying not to even roll over. I'm tired as hell because all I've been doing is going. And her being like I choose to do what I do to help him. You know what I'm saying? I was fine with helping him. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I was getting to see everybody before they got upstairs, got mingling. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going downstairs to help them come in. I'm fine with all of that. That was not at one point ever a problem for me. But her, the drunk shit, it kind of fucked up my whole mood. You know what I'm saying? Because I said I don't want to do this type of shit. I don't want to be having to supervise you. You grown as hell. You know what I mean? We came in here together, whatever. We leave together, whatever. But I don't want to be having to be your mother. I don't want to have to, I got to stand on the side of the bed and hope you don't roll your big ass off the bed. You know what I'm saying? Because if you already embarrassed me already. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit like that is just fucked up. Anyway, so she get up, she leave. I ain't getting out the bed because I don't want to have to do nothing else for her. I'm still mad. So she leave or whatever. So I look at my phone and see the time. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now I ain't laid down for barely 2 hours. I get up, take this fucking makeup off, and get back, put my own makeup on at this point because the makeup people aren't there on Sunday. The person who did my makeup wasn't there on Sunday, so I got to do my own makeup. You know, take a shower, you know, whatever, whatever. Get myself back across the street. I go on the side of the dam, the other side of bed. I'm like, what is this water on the floor? I'm like, oh, she must have spilled some water. I go to the bathroom, get one of them big-ass towels, wipe up the water. It's goddamn pee. It's fucking pee. I'm like, and it's strong. But at first when I went over there, I didn't smell it until I damped it. You know, I soaked it up in the towel. I was pissed. He go, urine, okay, pee, goddamn it, piss.
It was that liquor piss.
It was, wait a minute. Wait, that ain't even the top, that ain't even the kicker. So I go to, you know, when I'm wiping that up, I go to stand up and I'm looking, my eyes is directly at eye contact with the top of the, you know, the little table, because it's a hotel, so the table right next to the bed, got the hotel phone and their little alarm clock, you know, little digital alarm clock. I'm like, well, damn, she does, what the fuck? I go grab another towel. So I'm like, this bitch done peed on the people's phone. She done peed on the motherfucking people clock. And I'm saying, oh, my God, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here because they going to fucking end up charging me for that shit. You should see me trying to blow the phone. Y'all piss every fucking weird. I took the motherfucking towels. I go up and take them to the front desk. I took the sheet off because now I can't believe I done gotten to bed with pissy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even smell no pee. She didn't pee in the bed, but you know after she peed, she probably lay right on down. She's too drunk to even know. I'm like, now I call her and I'm cussing her out. Bitch, no wonder your motherfucking clothes is wet. Bitch, since when you thought the toilet was right beside your bed? I know motherfucking well you don't live in no nursing home. You know what I'm saying? The toilet is not right beside your bed. Since when you thought that was the toilet? I cussed her out. She laughed like a motherfucker. You know, she said, you know, so I was so fucking mad. I done took the sheets off. I took all the shit up to the front. I get by that. I'm trying to get myself together now. My toilet overflows.
Wow.
This all within the same little hours. I can't get out the place because I got the fucking shit now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to motherfucking, you know, you got to get up, shit, shower, you know, take care of yourself, put my face back on, get dressed, whatever. I'm running around cleaning piss and shit, making up beds and shit like I work at the fucking place. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my God, toilet overflow. I call them. Now I got to pick up the fucking pissy phone to call the motherfucking front desk. It's piss in the phone. And I'm trying to talk to the people on the pissy phone. I'm in this fucking room by myself.
You crazy.
Mad as fuck.
I'd have went up and went downstairs to the motherfucking front desk. Anyway, man.
Well, remind you, I'm not dressed. I remind you,
okay.
I'm sitting there. I'm trying to, how am I wipe my ass and the water is up to the top of the toilet?
Oh, wow.
So I called down there, and Lewis, which he's such a sweetheart, he comes down with the plunger. So he plunges it out. I'm like, okay, fine. I go back to use the bathroom again. I'm like, okay, I think I'll go again. I go use the toilet again. That man, that shit start. I just pull a garbage can out, wipe my ass, put the tissue in the garbage can, throw me some fucking pajama pants on, and walk my ass to the front desk and was like, just give me the plunger. You know what I'm saying? And I asked for some cleaning supplies. I done cleaned up the fucking room now. I said, I am over it. But, you know, she's not supposed to be going to Vegas, so I could at least be able to enjoy myself, hopefully. You know, I will be in Vegas January 22nd. So I'll be there, you know, a day or two before the convention starts. And those 2 days I will dedicate straight to shooting. Those are my main days of shooting, that Wednesday and that Thursday. You know what I mean? The convention starts Thursday. I may not make it to the convention on Thursday because I plan to dedicate myself to straight shooting. I've already got, you know, people who have already asked. I've locked in a couple dates and times already. You know, I did do some shoots. You know, I did shoot while I was, you know, out there, whatever. You know, I didn't get to everything that I needed to get to. But, you know, I did do some stuff. So, you know, hey, it is what it is.
So
you know, there was a lot
way,
of
y'all.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that went on. And, oh, for you, STL, what you thought it was not. It isn't. You didn't listen to that show from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
I told y'all
it was a lot of
the middle.
Yeah. So it was a lot of things that went on, and, you know, I haven't been, like, really in the mix of what was going on due to the fact of me getting hurt, you know, me working on my own self, working on my health, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't no virgin no more since I done shot, because let me tell you, this me shooting, my pussy was so motherfucking tight. When I say I heard it so fucking bad, my screams were real, you know, which they usually are, but this was real. And I worked with this specific person once before, and the pain that I felt this time was nowhere near. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel this kind of pain before. I heard it so fucking bad. I felt like I was losing my motherfucking virginity, like he was breaking the hymen all over again. That
damn.
Shit hurt it. Yeah, I was in a lot of fucking pain. But afterwards, my back was killing me even more. But, you know, I ain't going to let the pain, let it be known that my back is hurting during the shoot. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to do what I need to do, and I'll deal with the repercussions afterwards. Pop a pill and got to keep it pushing.
Well, we know you do, Niecy, but tell them it's about that time, though, man. Go ahead and tell them what's going on with you. Tell them how to get at you.
Well, I'm at Niecy Honey Dip on everything, all social medias, and I have to always specify, you see anything with an underscore before, after, in the middle of any of that, it is not me. Those are fake pages. I can't seem to get them taken down. Anything with underscores are not me, once again. Niecy Honey Dip on Instagram. There is a page, too. I don't really use it, but it's there. For case they decide to shut a bitch down. Listen, I don't understand what the fuck Facebook is doing. My Niecy Honey Dip page is up, but you know, my namesake page with parentheses Niecy Honey Dip is down for what, another day. I just had it up. I took a picture licking the top of a girl, not even actually licking her titty, but in the position with my tongue sticking out. They shut my page down for 3 days.
They
wow.
hate you.
This is straight up Facebook. I have one video up that some people may have seen the live while it was going on with a girl dancing in the room with me and Pinky and Mystique and you know, a few other people. They shut that down. I refuse to press continue on the motherfucker. Girl, that's sitting over there. They said I put up three things, so since I put up three different things, they should, you know, shut me down for 3 days. I'm scared to press continue because if I press continue on a motherfucker, it might shut me down for a month or whatever on that other page. So I ain't pressing nothing. I'm about to go probably tonight or tomorrow so I can try to copy that video. You know what I'm saying? You know, just so I could at least have it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to copy it before they delete it. Only person can see it is me. So at least I could maybe put it up on, you know, like an OnlyFans or something. Put it somewhere, you know. But anyways, Niecy Honey did on everything. I'm bookable and very open to, you know what I'm saying, paid shoots, content shoots, you know, different things like that, preferably paid, through my manager, Ralph underscore Terry at hotmail.com. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that you can book me for any type of business type of arrangements. I do hostings, club hostings, you know, promos, all of that type of shit. Book me through my manager and let's get it popping.
Yeah, it's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on both of my Facebooks, Cameron Cortez and also Cameron Cortez the second, the two number Roman numerals. You'll follow behind back of it. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar412. I got a new website coming up. It's going to be called Rapstar, a.k.a. HurricaneCam.net. So about to get that shit popping. I got some music coming up and everything. I'm writing. I'm back writing again since I got the car. You know, I've been maneuvering, doing different shit and everything like that. So we'll be coming up with some shit. But, yeah, you can also find me right here on Dollhouse Radio, All Talk, No Filter, along with Niecy and STL. You know what it is.
Oh, hey, I forgot to throw my website in there, too. Shit. My website is www.niecyhoneydip.com. And I'm real Googleable. You know, whenever y'all see the links to Dollhouse Radio and they got STL and my name and Rapstar, just take my name the way you see it spelled on there. Please don't do all that N-I-C-E-Y. That's not me. You can't find me like that. N-E-E-S-E, honeydip1p.com. That's my website. Or go Google me. Very Googleable.
With that being said, you know what it is, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're here next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. This is what we do. We do it for you. So thanks for everybody that tuned in. Thanks for everybody that's going to listen on demand. We appreciate you. Without you, there is no us. Thank you. We see y'all next week. We gone. Out of here. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles.